This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not going to take a shot at his age, but he walks into the special teams meeting, and I'm like, oh, we got a new coach. And then I'm like, wait, that's Matt Prater.
First time I seen him, I was like, is that a coach? And he comes out here, man, and he's a great dude. Comes out here, kicks a game-winning field goal. He's special, and I'm just happy to have him here with us.
The oldest guy in the world, ain't he?
I'm thankful for him. I'm glad that somebody could come in on Thursday and help us big, because every piece matters. And he came in, he understood the assignment, and he got the job done.
Down to 3 seconds. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick on the way. And it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one. The Bills were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They come all the way back to win the game at the gun with a 32-yard field goal for a 41-40 victory.
This song always hits. The young kids say slaps, I believe now.
Yeah,
Are we still saying slaps?
I was going to say slaps,
maybe,
but
we don't say slaps
you
anymore.
Would say that I was trying to be too young, so I was going to hits. It hits.
Yeah. Matt Prater, he is old, as you heard there. Matt Prater, so Josh Allen is his quarterback last night in his most recent field goal. His starting quarterback, the first field goal he ever made in his career.
All right.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Joey Harrington.
All right. Not bad.
07 Falcons.
Matt Prater.
Yep.
Hey, Matt Prater.
Warwick Dunn was his running back.
Love it. You love to see it. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's a Victory Monday. It's brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Maybe you're waking up. Maybe you slept till 8 a.m. You're like, what?
They won?
Yeah, they won 41-40. One of the craziest comebacks in the league's history. Down 15 points, less than 4 minutes to go. Win in regulation. You've got two-point conversions. You've got a defense to talk about. You've got an offense to talk about. You got Derrick Henry's fumble. Lots and lots going on. They got a couple of breaks along the way. They got killed in the run game. They got, I mean, the Ravens threw it all over them, and still they found a way. They find a way to win. There'll be an awful lot of McDermott used the phrase resulting when talking about – he was asked about Harbaugh punting there. Like, you might be resulting. He's a good coach. The game itself is an example of resulting. Like, we've got plenty of people like, oh, this and that and this and that. Like, on a 4th-and-2, they had a pass tipped from one player to another player to score a touchdown to get within one score rather than be down 15 with 3 minutes left without the ball. So, hey, whatever. You just got to win. You got to find a way. And maybe you think it's the start of a magical season. It's an incredible send-off for Highmark for the final opener, and we're talking about it with you at 803-0550.
I'm going to be thinking about that game a lot. If they go on to be the one seed and they have a better record than the Ravens, and the, like, imagine divisional round, even wild card round, but divisional round, obviously more likely. And the Chiefs are playing the Ravens.
And it's because of that game.
It's because of that game.
Yeah.
Like, you won by one game. Maybe you tied them, and you had the tiebreaker. And, oh, guys, we're getting ready for the Steelers this week in the divisional round. And Baltimore's playing Kansas City the day before. Like, man, if Coleman doesn't catch a tipped pass or Harbaugh doesn't punt on 4th and 2, whatever it is, 4th and 3, we would have been in that game. It could be a huge difference.
Yep.
But there's obviously,
it's going to be
a ton of games here in front of them. And
it's the karmic justice for the fumble into their own end zone against Minnesota that cost them the one seed that year. Wow, whatever.
The Hail Mary.
Right, another. Wow, game of the year. Sorry, the Bills lost it.
Yeah.
Finally, the game of the year goes their way. And Ed Oliver, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Josh Allen, AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yep.
Matt Prater, Special Teams Player of the Week. I don't know who that is going to be.
Did someone ever return touchdown or something?
You know who it might be? It might be Chris Boswell, Steelers, 60-yard field goal to win for Pittsburgh. Anyway.
Oliver, though, like, just for me, it's just that was the best game of his career.
Yep.
He's been here a long time. Like, this is his 7th season in the league. And I wasn't even really kidding when I tweeted yesterday after he made the sack on Lamar Jackson in the first quarter of week 1. And I said, like, that might be the biggest play of Ed Oliver's career. I wasn't even kidding. Just like, what's the score to beat? And he beat that later in the game. Like, there's no doubt, 7 years, 93 games with the Buffalo Bills, a top 10 pick, and you have that matchup, that spot, that running back, and he blasts through the guard and then rips it out of his hands. I mean, there's no doubt that's the best play of his Bills career. No doubt. It's not even close.
803-0550. Get your calls in on what you saw, what you felt. You were there. Quick, also on the scoreboard, in the tailgates, Bills Mafia dominated the tailgate, as usual.
Yeah.
An incredible tailgating scene. The weather was amazing.
We were out in front of the new stadium by the Bills store. The new stadium was right in front of us. We got a nice little crowd there right before kickoff as people were walking in, so that was fun. Weather was perfect. Weather was perfect. It was like 55 at kickoff, 58 at kickoff.
Yep. Dennis in Lockport. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. It was a great game. Victory day. Love it. Hey, just a couple things. Maybe you guys can answer this. Was that the first time we beat Travis Henry in regular season? Because I know when he was the Titans, he kind of owned us then, too. And so that was a question for you guys.
The other thing, Derrick Henry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They definitely did. I mean, there was a Duke Williams touchdown where they beat him.
There's a game here 2-3 years ago where the Bills dominate like 42-14.
I think there's a couple. There's a couple.
Okay. And the other thing is, why does McDermott keep being consistently going for 2 points when we didn't need the 2 points yet, the conversions? And at least if you're going to go for them, hey, the one where Coleman went up to go get it, he got mugged and then doesn't say a word. And it's like, why put yourself in that position if you got, you know, okay, so it's 7, you know, it's an even game consistently going through.
Yeah.
Not where we're, now we have an odd amount because he's done that a few times. I never could understand it. After that, I'll wait for your guys' comments. So it was a good game other than that.
Thanks, Dennis. There's a couple different scenarios here. First off, I hated the throw to Coleman on that 2-point conversion. Like at the 1-yard line, you're throwing a back shoulder jump ball fade, and the ball was not nearly high enough. We've seen that a couple times where that happened in Seattle, right? Seattle Coleman doesn't come up with one of those throws, and he points to Allen like, put that thing on the roof. And then the next drive, he catches one over Tariq Woolen. So, all right, want to dip into conversions for a minute here?
Sure.
They're down 14 when they go for their first conversion, 2-point conversion.
This, at the 1.
Yes, that's why they did it, because it's at the 1. And then they don't get it because Coleman runs out of bounds.
But did you see what I was frustrated with in that moment was, okay, you're deciding to go for it because instead of being on the 2, you're on the 1. They called a play like they were on the 2.
I know.
There's no difference in that play call from the 1 to the 2. The only, if you're on the 1, sneak it. Sneak it whichever side you want. Listen, the ball. If you're going to go empty shotgun, then what's the difference between being on the 1 or the 2-yard line?
Can we have a conversation about their version of the tush push?
Well, they didn't tush push yesterday.
Right. They just
did sneaks.
Right. Yeah. Are they not going to do tush-push because McDermott was a champion all offseason about how it might get your quarterback hurt, so now they're onto regular sneaks?
Maybe.
Because their short yardage yesterday, Allen ends up reaching over and getting the touchdown.
Jumping over the top.
But it took them three tries from the one to get in.
Right.
And I might want to go back to pulling out an old favorite of mine. Hey, if you want to run the quarterback sneak, what if instead of bringing all of the people to where the ball is, you run that out of a spread?
Yeah.
Why invite every single defender to the ball?
Yeah.
And try to run it through them?
Did you see how, was it the Chiefs on Friday night? Was somebody in one of these, either Thursday or Friday night game, that used their tight end? That's why I'm thinking it was the Chiefs.
Yes, it was.
I'm trying to remember who it was. The Chiefs will do this with a tight end, but for some reason.
Was it Will Disley that did it?
Who's got Tyler Conklin? It was the Chargers.
Yeah, okay.
The Chargers did it. And they're in spread. Herbert's in the shotgun. And it's fourth and one. And the tight end comes in motion. He takes the snap from under center.
Uh-huh.
So what has happened there? You've got the Chiefs spread out, and they're doing exactly what you've said. They're just not having the quarterback do it.
Right.
So that would be a way to execute that.
After the AFC Championship game, I don't know how I feel about the Allen sneaks. They do not feel as automatic as they have. Anyway, so the first two-point conversion, the Bills are down 14 points. This is something, it's the second half of this game. It's already in the third quarter. You'll see teams do this more and more. This one is an analytics kind of darling move. You're down two touchdowns. Go for two,
yep.
Especially at the one-yard line. The idea is if you don't get two, you'll have another opportunity to get two, and the chances are you'll get one of those. And from the one, your odds are even better. Later on in the game, they go for two when they're down 15.
Yeah.
And that's a spot where the reason you do that is because you're going to need a two-point conversion at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You need a touchdown and a touchdown and a two. This one, you don't have to be an analytics darling. You don't have to have a spreadsheet. This is just simple. I need a conversion. Why don't I see if I get it here? Because I don't want to find out that I'm not going to get that two-point conversion with 2 minutes left. I want to know I don't get it with 10 minutes left, which is exactly what the Bills did. So they're down 15. They're down – what's the math on this, Joe? They're down
15, and that gets them to 9 when they don't get it.
Right, 9.
Yeah.
So what happens when you're down 9?
Is that the Coleman fade, by the way?
Maybe. When you're down 9, you as the Bills can say, we have to be a lot more aggressive here because we didn't get the 2,
yeah.
So now we need still – 2 possessions to do it. And then, of course, how many conversions were there? Baltimore missing the extra point was probably a big deal.
That helped.
Right?
Yep.
So, anyway. John in Rochester. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Who had on their Bills bingo a week ago? Matt Prater wins it for the Bills. So, Matt Prater, the only person on the Bills team that can pre-board their team plane. So, it's amazing what happened. Now, I will admit I was one of those people who went to bed last night. So, yeah, there's only so many times you can have your heart broken, especially on this special day for this stadium. So my son wakes me up. I'm asleep on the couch. And he's like, you'll never believe what just happened, and lays it out in front of me. And then curses me because I had Josh Allen on my team and it trounced him by 30 some odd points.
Wait, John, one second. He woke you up after the game was over?
He woke me up as soon as it was over,
wow.
Knowing that it would probably be asleep anyway. So
he didn't wake you up like when they've got the ball, Allen gets the ball down 2 with two minutes left.
He was too busy watching, and he doesn't live with us anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a phone call. Okay, it's a phone call.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, no. Gotcha. Yeah. So sorry.
Little different. Okay. Yeah.
So I watched it this morning, and to me, one of the most important plays of this season happened in episode 1 of Hard Knocks. That interaction between him and Josh Palmer, when he says, hey, go out for one more, and he hits him on that route. Now, it's a little bit different in Hard Knocks because the pass is over his right shoulder. But it was just, he had so much, like as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's the pass he worked on with Hard Knocks. And I was just amazed at the game. It was amazing. And honestly, I was amazed how great Jackson is. I mean, to think that somebody who went to Yale and then transferred to Georgia Tech would be that great in a game late, it was amazing. Oh, Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes, yeah, Jackson Hawes.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for bringing up Jackson Hollis, because I'd like to bring up a point here. Thanks, John, for the phone call.
And, thank you.
Glad you're happy today. Let's, for a moment, every once in a while we like to do this. Like, what we got last night was Josh in comeback mode. And It used to be that we'd say, like, you know, he says he's going to be careful out there. He's going to be, I'm going to take care of my body. And then he jumps over a linebacker. Or, screw it. Matt Collins is down there somewhere. He's going to wing it. What did Josh Allen do yesterday? He threw a wheel route that should have been a touchdown to Ty Johnson.
It's great throw.
Great throw. Not caught by Ty Johnson, who's a really good pass-catching running back. And then, of all the players, you might think, hey, I got somebody up the seam here. Who is that? That's Jackson Hawes. He's a tight end that's on this team. He's a rookie. And the Bills, when they drafted him, they don't talk about how he can catch.
It's like, no.
Yeah, who cares? We don't even care. The Bills talked about him like he didn't even matter if he had hands. Like, you don't understand. His blocking is so good, he is worth this. And what does Josh Allen do? He sees a guy down the field. He's going to throw the ball down the field. I still think at his core, Allen wants to rip the ball down the field. And the early stages of this game, he drops back. He can't find anybody. He can't find. And as it gets on later and later, Palmer with one, Coleman on the last drive, Hawes down the seam.
Yeah. How about that play, by the way? I asked earlier in the show, like, what is he even doing out there? The Bills, that's the first play after the Henry fumble. They come out. Allen in the shotgun, Coleman's out left, and then they have three tight ends on the field. That's why he's out there on the field. And he's the one who runs up the seam. I don't know that play is designed for him. In fact, actually, this is actually funny. I'll screenshot this. Keon Coleman is standing at the 25-yard line. He's legitimately, I'm not even exaggerating, he's waving his hands. Like, I'm open. And Josh is locked onto his third-string tight end who's running down the field.
Because what's he want there?
It's incredible.
Because they get the ball back, and Josh, what's he think? I want a touchdown.
He's going for
this. This is the same, whatever. Like,
I'll screenshot. It's like, it's a perfect.
We're stepping into his head and kind of projecting and maybe making guesses, but that's the same Allen that against the Chiefs looks for Shakir to go, like, I want the touchdown now, right? Diggs comes across. He ignores Diggs. Like, I want that guy. That's the guy going to the end zone. And that's what he does on that play. I want the guy going to the end zone. Jackson Hawes with the biggest catch of the game. Who knew that was coming? 803-0550. Bob in Syracuse. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. When I was watching the game, especially towards the end, the couple things that I was thinking is, this is a really, really good team we're playing, and probably the best secondary defender in the NFL, and Kyle Hamilton. I was so pleased with, the way Allen played. I thought he probably had one of his best games as a Bill. But I think importantly, what I really liked was the fact that the Bills were able to match physicality, especially on the offensive line with the Ravens, because this is one of the best teams in the NFL. So I wasn't too upset that Bob was thinking, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay this season. For them to come back and win that game was a bonus. But my concerns, obviously, I'm thinking, what what can this team do defensively to get better as the season goes? Obviously, it's going to be getting Hairston back. They're going to have him be productive because they're lost at the other quarterback, because obviously they are not confident at all in Ingram. Strong definitely struggled. I thought Benford had a rough game too. I thought we were benefited by not having Likely in there, because one of the big things that the Ravens do is utilize their tight ends, and there was absolutely no tight end play from the Ravens. So
they're down their best tight end.
So my question is, I don't think we can go, and I don't mean to be critical because it was an awesome game, but I don't think we can go the whole season with the safety combination with Rapp and Bishop. I really think we need to do something, and I'm really hoping that we can grab Peppers. And I thought maybe the reason why they restructured Deion was to be able to see if we could sign Jabril Peppers. I think he would be a huge addition to this secondary, especially against the run. We are going to struggle all year if we have this safety combination. Let you guys comment. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks, Bob. Leading into the game, like, the safety room is, you know, we have our questions about it. At corner past Benford, right, they had a rough, whatever, they have a rough go. My prediction going into the game, you know, we had our pregame show, and then I'm back at the tailgate, and everybody wants to chat about it. Like, what do you think? And my prediction, the only thing I thought would happen in this game was, I think Lamar's going to do whatever he wants throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. That's something I thought would happen. Now, does that have to be the case going forward next week? Justin Fields, Tua, Spencer Rattler?
I don't think so.
Like who's
the next quarterback that you would really expect that?
Drake from? May.
He looked fine yesterday, right, but he didn't look like he's going to do that.
The good news is the Bills
they play Mahomes in Week 9.
That's right. After winning this game, they have a chance here to kind of start putting it together. They have a lot of new faces on that defense. A lot of those new faces did not play, so kind of want to give it time. Could they be looking for help at safety? Yes. I think they still could. And I don't know if Bishop did much to convince them that he's going to be on the right track. But there's going to be like a six-week run out here to figure things out. Deadline, guys getting healthy, guys coming back. Not every team is going to be able to do what Baltimore did. And if you're the Bills and you're looking at the schedule, if you're us looking at the Bills schedule and say, like, well, when's their next game they'll be challenged? Baltimore is a good to great team that gave the Bills all they had and probably feels like they should have won the game.
Yeah.
And arguably should have won the game. But the next team that can challenge the Bills like that when Josh Allen is in a situation where he's allowed to kind of just be that version of himself, like, good luck. Who's keeping up? Lamar kept up. And if Lamar got the ball again, maybe he would have. But,
I mean,
nobody else is going to keep up.
They are – the Bills right now are their Chiefs.
Yeah.
They keep playing them and probably feel like they should be winning these games. And I would imagine that the quarterback's not getting the heat, at least for that loss last night. It's going to be the coach. How could you let that happen? Harbaugh. That's who they're going to be pointing at.
803-0550. Chris Brown, when we get back, we also have Jackson Hawes on that play here to the break. Here's Jackson Hawes talking about that very play we were just talking about. The first
play. Coleman's waving his arms open.
Down the seam right after the Henry fumble. It's who's down there? Oh, yeah, it's Jackson Hawes.
Yeah, I mean, so we're kind of running like a little seam read with me, and then Dawson kind of has this little out pump. He's going to go out and up, and kind of our goal is to, you know, if it's, you know, single high, I'm going to be kind of right up the top of the numbers, and we're kind of trying to high-low the corner. When we usually run that in practice, kind of the corner grabs me, and then it leaves kind of Dawson open. I didn't see what Josh saw, but I mean, he made the right read, so.
But you're supposed to be the blocking tight end.
That's exactly what I've been thinking, and that's kind of probably why I'm a lot more in shock than I, you know, someone else who's making that grab is. I'm going to be ready to make a play if coach wants me to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.